It's that time of year when kids go back to school. Your public library system has lots of programs and resources to help kids make the adjustment from summer mode to school mode. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we'll be talking about programs and resources available through the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library System that can help school-aged children, grades kindergarten through fifth, to make the transition and succeed in school. With us today, we have Maeve Dodds. Maeve is a children's librarian here at University City Regional Library, 301 East W.T. Harris Boulevard in Charlotte, and this is where we're recording from. Maeve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Maeve Dodds, and I'm a children's librarian at University City. I do weekly story times. I think this time I'm doing preschool, toddlers, and active reading. I also manage all of our reading buddies, which is our adult volunteers that read to children. And I manage all of our outreach and in-house visits from different schools and preschools and stuff like that. I love to make library displays and do Harry Potter programs.
Cool. Thanks, Maeve. All right, so now we're going to find out from Maeve some specifics on how the library can help elementary students do well in school. So whether you attend public school, charter school, homeschool, or private school, we hope to give you some information that will help you. So Maeve, what are some programs that might help younger students specifically with reading or homework?
Well, like I mentioned, we have Reading Buddies, which is a one-on-one volunteer-based program. You make an appointment with us. Your child will come in and read with a Reading Buddy volunteer about 30 minutes. You can either have your child read to the buddy or the buddy can read to them. They do a lot of reading comprehension, discussing what they like and don't like about the book. This is for ages 3 and up, pretty much up to 5th grade. And most of our volunteers are actually retired teachers or students from UNCC that need service hours for their education program.
Isn't the library CEO Lee Kiesler one of your reading buddies too?
Yes, he is. Lee comes out to our branch on Wednesdays and reads with the kids.
Cool.
Yeah, brings it back home.
Great. You think there's other libraries that have it too?
So we do it at University City. We also do it at Matthews, Biddesford Road, and Hickory Grove.
Okay.
And like I said, Reading Buddies is actually every day of the week except for Fridays and Sundays.
Now, Maeve, if somebody wants to be a reading buddy, what other resources does the library have?
Well, within our digital branch, there's actually Reading Buddies on there where you can learn what a reading buddy does and how to choose a book for a child. And this is actually from one of our children, she used to work in children's.
Okay.
And now she's a branch manager, our friend Jessie. But she'll go over how to pick out a book with a kid, how to go over reading comprehension, the 5-second rule. And there's 3 parts to this. But yeah, it's just on our digital branch. They're just some quick videos. It helps you learn how to be a reading buddy.
So that's it's under story time and early literacy.
Yes.
Along with the story times and storytelling, which tell us more about storytelling.
Storytelling is when you basically tell a story without using a book. We have a lot of people in our system that do storytelling. They do really good storytelling. They kind of basically take a story that, you know, maybe a fairy tale, but you kind of make it your own. So yeah, the storytelling is great because we have staff members that are doing the videos that are storytelling for you. So it's something really great to share with your children. And the story times that we have on there, they're all themed. Like there's Diggers, Food and Fun, where, you know, we share a book and do pretty much the same activities we do in story time.
Okay. That's awesome. And isn't there some big storytelling event during the school year?
Yes, there is Storyvine, which is when some of our fabulous staff members go out to the school and do storytelling for all the kids. Storyvine is actually at the end of the school year in May. So staff members will go around to different schools and do storytelling and do movement exercises. It's really interesting because one storyteller is so different than the other one, even though they're sharing the same story.
Yeah.
But it's a great way for kids to end the school year. It's fun, it's interactive, and it's definitely different than reading a book and sharing a book. It's much different, yeah.
Storyvine is usually for grades K through 2?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay, so catch that on the digital branch under Storytime and Literacy. Mm-hmm. Reading Buddies, story time and storytelling.
Yes. We also have pause to read, which is when reading therapy dogs come in and children can read one-on-one with the dogs. I think we're actually about to get a new dog soon, so we'll see about that. But that's Monday evenings around 6:30, 6:45. Pause to read is at University City, but we also do it at Scaly Bark, Imaginon, South County, Davidson, Morrison, and Steel Creek. And what's fun about it is that each place has different dogs. So you can come to our branch and read to one dog and go to a different branch and read to another dog. And they're all different kinds of breeds, too, big and small. The kids really love it.
Yeah. So. Do you think they prefer larger dogs or smaller dogs? Or do you think it matters?
I don't really think it matters. A lot of the kids, at least that we see here, they don't have pets at home. So it's extremely exciting for them to see any kind of animal in here. Plus, it's in the library, and you wouldn't expect a dog in here.
Right. So the dogs are therapy dogs, is that correct?
Yes, they do go through a special training that teaches them how to be calm and pretty much very passive when the kids are reading. They pretty much just lay there or sit on the kids' laps. But they, I don't know how long the training is, but they do go through a specific training.
Okay. Yeah. So they don't try to read the books themselves?
Not that I'm aware of, no. But we never know.
I have a couple of dogs. Have you ever noticed? Do you have any pets?
Yeah, my dog could not handle pause to read. She's too hyper.
Oh, mine too.
I have slobber everywhere.
I have an Alaska Malamute and a half German Shepherd, half Husky, and a couple of Yorkies. And I don't think any of them could do it.
No.
But I do notice that they watch TV occasionally.
Yeah. Our dog likes to sleep. She's an old English bulldog, so she likes to sleep, slobber, and sleep some more. So, but then she's also very hyper. Yeah. No.
Wouldn't work.
No.
Okay, and what about the library offers like some kind of homework help and tutoring?
Yes. Some of our branches do have like study buddies or one-on-one tutoring. University City doesn't have that right now. We are actually in the works right now to get tutoring. This is when our UNCC students come in and help do one-on-one tutoring with our students. We're hoping that can start in October or November, but that is a to-be-determined program. But all you have to do is go on the calendar to find it. To find the one-on-one tutors in the branch, you just have to go online and look for them. But we do have branches that offer that right now.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So that helps with reading and homework.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of the kids, especially older kids, they're learning subjects like math, history, science.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does the library offer to help with specific subjects?
Okay, well, so like for math and science, there's Ricky Science, which is a program that pretty much all the branches offer. These are a lot of hands-on activities that are like STEM related.
What is STEM?
STEM is, what is it, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. I got it right.
That's STEAM.
Yeah, STEAM. Well, STEAM, STEM, same thing.
It used to be STEM, just science, technology, engineering and math, but they threw the arts in there.
Yeah. Got to get that art in there.
That's right.
At our branch, one of our children's staffers has made like, slime before with glue and baking soda. And we've done like mini explosion experiments. We do a lot with Spheros, the little robotics that you can teach coding to.
Mm.
There's so much stuff that you can do. And actually in October, we're doing STEAM Month.
Okay.
So all of the branches should be doing the science and math related programming, so you should definitely check back for that. Okay, so one great place that you can actually find Ricky Science and STEAM programs is actually through our digital branch, which is online and it's free, and you don't even need a library card to access it. To get to it, you would just go to cmlibrary.org, you go to branches, and then just click digital branch, and it takes you to that digital library branch, which you can also access through digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. So there's two ways to get to it. Once you get there, you'll see a bunch of little squares, and you'll click the one that says Kids Club, and it has a robot on it. And it'll take you to a page full of just the Ricky Science programs that all of our different staff members have done. Let's see, there's some brain protection, column strength, dancing raisins. So there's all different kinds of stuff that you can always check out. And like I said, these are free. You might as well access them there. You can get them from home.
Okay, so you're actually seeing the people do the program,
mm-hmm.
so you could pretend you're at the library and actually go through the whole program at home.
Yes.
Or wherever, in your car.
Yeah.
In the park, at the mall.
If you are not driving, you can watch them.
True, your kids.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do them anywhere. You could do them in the park.
As long as you have internet access.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just a side note, this program, Meet Me at the Library, is also on the digital branch if you happen to have found it by searching. If you needed to browse to it, you would also do it through cmlibrary.org or digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. Okay, so Maeve, what about programs for parents with school children?
So for parents, there's actually this training that we've been doing for a while now that we are actually changing a little bit. It's called Active Reading. It used to be a four-part program, and now it's only going to be two. And what you actually do is you will come in with your child, and we will basically teach you the ABCs of active reading. And this will help you basically do what we do in story time when we're more interactive with kids, like asking them questions while they read, stuff like that. If you go to our calendar and search active reading, you'll see all of our programs, and all of our branches should be doing that. And the ABCs of active reading actually stand for ask questions, build vocabulary, and connect to your child's world. So it's basically you are learning how to pretty much do story time at home with your kid.
Okay.
And although, you know, we love coming to story time, it's also important to read at home. So this also gives adults more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So in the workshop, we have a bunch of posters that we go over, and then we give you time to work with your child one-on-one, and we kind of help you and guide you talking about vocab with your child. What kind of questions you would ask them about the pages,
okay,
and stuff like that. A lot of like different parts of the book.
So this is all part of the active reading program.
Yes, this is all part of the active reading program. And one thing that's really great about it is that you will get a free book that you can take home with you. So of the two sessions, you should get two free books, because each time we work with a different book, and your child gets to keep that book, which is pretty fun. All you have to do is actually register online, because we do cap it out at a certain number.
Okay.
But it's a really fun program. It's fun to interact with other adults, and everyone is learning. So you're not the only one that's
mm-hmm.
coming. And, you know, some parents come in and they have kids that have, you know, they're 2 years old and haven't spoken yet. And so this is a great way for their child to speak with them more by using books. You know, that's awesome.
And does the child have to be in the program?
For active reading, yes, because this is not only a training for parents, but a training for your child too. And it's all about us teaching you to teach your child. So it's like a workshop, and
okay,
we want everyone there. And during the parts that we're actually teaching the parents, we do have, like, you know, at least at our branch, we have coloring sheets out
mm-hmm.
and quiet games for them to do while we're teaching
okay.
adults. But it's really fun. And we try to incorporate music still to keep it a little bit like a story time, so the kids aren't going crazy. But
right.
it's still a lot of learning and a lot of fun.
Okay, good. So you design it so the kids can handle it too?
Yes. Yes, we do design it so the kids can handle it too.
And is there any other active reading programs?
Yes. There is another training that is, you don't go twice, you go one time. And it's actually called Active Reading Mentor Training. You don't bring any children. So this is for like an adult in the community that was maybe thinking of volunteering their time as a reading buddy. Or I know some corporations have people work for volunteer hours
mm-hmm.
and they will go to this training, and their volunteer hours are reading to children either in the school or library.
Okay.
So we go over the same thing, how to basically ask the appropriate questions and interact and do the ABCs of reading for the adult, and then instead of working with a child in this session, you're kind of paired up with another adult, but you're learning these same skills. Like, how can you help during your volunteer hours and ask comprehension questions, keep children engaged, teach them about different parts of the book and things like that.
So Maeve, have you been able to use this at home with your own child?
I do active reading with my son. He's only 7 months, but
oh.
he loves to read. With him, we do board books. You can still ask questions.
Yeah.
One part of active reading is obviously asking questions. Even though he's so small, I still try to point out the larger words in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he's going to be a genius. But
yeah, of course.
Active reading, it's really for all ages. And it's super important to start reading with your child, you know, as early as you can.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even I can notice that he's interacting with the pages and
mm-hmm.
noticing the colors and things like that. So, yeah.
Hmm. Is he also sucking on the pages?
Yes. We only use board books because he does enjoy consuming the books as well. So
gotcha.
We've already torn up a couple books. So
you're covering reading and snack time at
yes,
the same time.
Yes, obviously. Multitasking.
Have you had any parents come back and tell, you know, if it's helped them at home?
Yes, we have. We've had a pretty good following of parents that have gone through the program. What I found most interesting was a lot of grandparents in our community watched their grandchildren
Okay.
So a lot of grandpas and grandmas have been to our programs and have really enjoyed learning something new that they can interact with their grandchild and even teach their children how to read with their child at night. So, you know, they're taking their knowledge and spreading it around to their whole family. So I don't know, that's really helpful and interesting and exciting for us.
Great. So Maeve, if you have never been to this library before, or if you go to one particular branch, how do you find out what these programs are and where you can find them?
First, most branches should have like a print calendar. If you go to the branch, they should have a print calendar with all of their activities. That's specific to that branch. But you can also go to our website, cmlibrary.org, and there's a box and it says calendar, and you can just click that. The calendar box is blue, and it'll just pop up, and you can search by branch specifically. You can search tags. Like if you wanted to type science in, a bunch of science programs should come up.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the website.
Yeah.
So on the top right, we have the calendar box.
Yes.
So I'm going to click that.
And you can search tags, you can search branches, you can search by title and even by dates. And if you want to look for rookie science, just say you can just type in rookie science.
Okay.
And it should show you all the branches that are doing rookie science programs for the foreseeable future.
So would you do that by title?
Yeah.
All right, let me try that.
Yeah. And it looks like we have a bunch of those coming up, actually.
Great. Oh, and I see you're doing it on your phone.
Yes, because I always have my phone with me.
Yes, and many people do. So the library has a good website that you can get through your phone, too.
Yes.
You don't even need an app.
No.
Even though the library does have an app.
It does have an app, and you can access the calendar from the app as well.
But it works very well on the website.
Yeah.
I think
I'm using our free internet Wi-Fi.
That's right. Well, how'd you get on that?
You go to cmlibrary.org and say yes to all the terms and conditions, and you can get free Wi-Fi for your mobile devices.
Cool. You should connect automatically, and to finish the process, you just have to go to your browser and click Get Online, which means you're accepting all the terms of agreement for the library. All right. Great.
Yeah, the calendar is awesome.
Okay, so just to summarize that, you go to cmlibrary.org, select calendar in the top right. On the top right, when you're on that page, you can select a tag, which is, you know, subject and age specific, or you can select a branch. You can select more than one also. And then if you want more specifics, you can put title in the next box and then put the date range in. If you don't put any date range in,
it searches forever.
Okay, it just goes out into the future.
Yeah, it just starts from most current and then keeps going and going.
Cool.
Yep.
Thank you, Maeve.
You're welcome.
Okay, so what do you do if you want to find, if you want to call the library?
You can go to our library webpage again and search for the tab that says branches, and you can actually find all of our addresses and phone numbers to call us.
What hours is the library open?
Monday through Thursday, 9 to 8.
Is that all the libraries?
Yeah. All the branches are open Monday through Saturday, and then regionals will be open on Sundays from 1 to 5.
After Labor Day?
After Labor Day. I think I need my Labor Day vacation.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So, Maeve, is there anything else you would like to tell us about children's programs at Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library?
Well, I mean, we've gone over so much. Reading buddies, tutoring, different kinds of programs. We've been over Digital Branch, where you can get access to story times and things like that at home. But even like on top of all that, we still offer our daily story times at all of our branches.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes have weekend programs for the kids that are in school. We have, we try to do after school programs for those kids too. But, you know, we always have something going on at the library that we want to keep people, you know, coming back.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else, Maeve?
Not that I can think of. I think that pretty much covers it. And if you have any questions, you can always go to any of our branches and ask us questions. That's what we're there for.
Okay. All right. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you to Maeve for contributing her time to tell us about these great programs available for your school-age children, grades kindergarten through fifth. We hope you've enjoyed the program. On our next Back to School episode, we're going to focus on resources available through the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library System that can help school-age children, grades kindergarten through fifth, to make the transition and succeed in school. Please visit our website, www.cmlibrary.org, and don't forget to check the library's calendar. You can also find Charlotte Mecklenburg Library on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's hashtag CM Library or at CM Library. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was fun. Cool.